This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The consumer mood right now, as the three of us were talking about just a minute ago, is kind of mixed. The reasons we can all probably tick off on our fingers: higher price levels, inflation mostly under control, but still not all the way settled, a bit bumpy, right? The labor market's real strong. Sudeep was talking about this. Wages are up, but housing is still really expensive. And on that point, housing affordability, here is exhibit one. The real estate firm Zillow says that since January of 2020, the mortgage payment, monthly, that is, on a typical home in this economy, has nearly doubled, up 96% to be precise. That is, in just 4 years. A typical buyer is now going to pay nearly $2,200 a month. Let me frame that a different way. Home ownership now costs more than the 30% of median household income once thought to equate to affordable housing in this economy. And with the 30-year fixed bouncing right around 7% now, there is not a whole lot of light at the end of that particular tunnel, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
With prices rising by leaps and bounds, it's been a good time to sell a home, not so great to try and buy, says Orfei Divangi, senior economist at Zillow.
After the surge in home buying demand and mobility during the pandemic and the doubling of mortgage rates, home shoppers now need to earn $106,000 to afford the median home in the United States.
Back in 2020, the salary needed to afford the median monthly mortgage payment was just $59,000. Real estate broker Israel Hill has seen the affordability crunch in Portland, Oregon.
There's nowhere to go, right? I mean, the prices aren't dropping because there's no inventory.
With mortgage rates around 7%, many homeowners don't want to sell and give up their cheaper mortgages. So for would-be buyers,
there's a sticker shock for sure, trying to, you know, figure out how they're going to make that monthly payment. And some people have to put themselves on the sideline.
Others, says Zillow's Divangi, are getting creative.
Half of first-time homebuyers are getting help from family and friends to at least get the down payment. 21% of last year's buyers reported co-buying, so they're buying with a friend or a family member.
The news is not all gloom and doom, says Eddie Seiler at the Mortgage Bankers Association.
Interest rates should come down steadily. Hopefully we'll end the year at around 6%.
And in time, that probably won't seem so expensive. Guy Sakala at Inside Mortgage Finance points out that in the years before the pandemic, consumers got used to really low mortgage rates.
Unfortunately, a lot of people felt that was normal and that anything above that, they should just wait until they go back to the 3.5-4% range. And that is not a realistic expectation.
Sakala says mortgage rates have historically hovered around 5-6% in a healthy economy, and home buyers will just need to get used to that. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.